From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Kyle Norris. Postseason football is coming to Faurot Field. The Missouri State High School Activities Association, or MISHA, voted Friday to award the state football championships to Columbia beginning in 2017. The games had been held at the Edward Jones Dome in St. Louis since 1996. MISHA Communication Director Jason West says the event's future in Columbia is unknown.
There may be changes coming for the sport of football and all of our fall championships, depending on what happens in some discussions that are going to be taking place over the next couple of years. We did not want to get into too hard of an agreement.
While Columbia is gaining football games, it will be losing the state basketball championships. MISHA voted to move those games from Mizzou Arena to Springfield starting in the 2017-2018 school year. The public has a chance to give Missouri lawmakers feedback on a proposed constitutional amendment to protect some businesses that object to same-sex marriage. The Missouri House Emerging Issues Committee is set to hear testimony on the measure today. The hearing is the first since Senate Democrats staged a failed filibuster for 37 hours against the bill. Since then, some top business groups and Missouri companies have criticized the measure. The proposal would allow voters to decide whether to amend the Missouri Constitution to prohibit government penalties against those who cite religious beliefs while declining to provide wedding-related services to same-sex couples. Democrats in the Missouri Senate are still blocking the latest proposal to require voters to show photo IDs at the polls. The bill was brought back up last night for about 2 hours and the filibuster restarted. The Senate sponsor, Will Krause of Lee's Summit, then had it set aside again. Several Democrats, including Kiki Curls of Kansas City, argued that the bill specifically targets minority voters.
50 years later, we're still in the middle of this fight to systematically undo, really, the accomplishments of the civil rights movement.
Republicans maintain that the bill is designed to combat voter fraud. Krause is also running for Secretary of State. Missouri would legalize the growing of industrial hemp as a raw material for manufacturing under a measure advancing in the legislature. The House voted yesterday to pass the legislation and send it to the Senate. The bill would legalize and regulate the cultivation of hemp, which contains very low levels of the same psychoactive chemical as found in marijuana. Sponsor Republican Representative Paul Kirtman touts the bill as an economic development boost. Businesses seeking to grow hemp would have to go through a licensing process and undergo a background check. The crop would be subject to inspection. A similar bill died in that chamber in the last few days of last year's session. I'm Kyle Norris, KBIA News, Columbia.